Shoftim Perik Tesvav Pasuk Tes Zayin. So Shimshon has killed 1,000 Plishtim at a place called Ramas Lechi, or that's about to be called Ramas Lechi, using the Lechi, the jawbone of a donkey. According to some, the donkey of Bilam, the ancient donkey. According to others, a very young donkey that had died young, so the bones were too soft to kill anybody, and yet Shimshon did it. And now he sings a praiseworthy song, but he forgot something. Vayomer Shimshon, so Shimshon said, Bilechi hachamor, chamor, chamorosoyim. With the jawbone of a donkey, chamor, chamorosoyim, I have made piles upon piles. That is a pretty great Hebrew pun. The word chamorim, from Parshas Va'era, in the plague of Tzfardea, it says that the Egyptians piled up the frogs' bodies after Moshe prayed that the plague should end. Vayitzberu osam chamorim chamorim, piles and piles. So now he's talking about piles and piles of Philistine dead that were made with part of a donkey. Bilechi hachamor hikesi elefish. With the jawbone of a donkey, I have killed 1,000 men. Now, Shimshon knows very well where his miraculous strength comes from. However, he did not mention where his miraculous strength come from. He didn't mention Hashem. And so, as a result, he immediately comes over all faint. Yud Zayin. Vayihi kichalo solo daber. And it was immediately, as soon as he finished speaking, Vayashleich halachi miyado, he threw the jawbone from his hand, Vayikro lamakomahu romas lechi. And he named that place Ramas Lechi, which is the name that we saw a little preview of earlier. So why did he name the place after the fact that he dropped a jawbone there? Because it says he made the name literally because he dropped the jawbone there, rather than to name it after the fact that so many men had been killed there. So his demonstration was, and he said did it physically but hadn't said it out loud, this is brought down by a sefer called the Rinas Yitzchak, that it was to show that this act had been performed by Hashem, not by his own strength. He recognized it by dropping the jawbone on the ground, that the jawbone was Hashem's instrument, not Shimshon's instrument, but Hashem's instrument to carry out his will, and that adversaries cannot be overcome without a certain kind of strength. And added to this, from one of the Achronim, is the idea brought down by Rabbi Ginyan again, that because the donkey is the symbol, Yisachar Chamor Gorem, of Shevet Yisachar, who are the Torah scholars of Klal Yisrael, so a donkey's jawbone was another bit of symbolism, that it was the power of the Torah, and it was only through a person who learns the Torah and uses it that the Plishtim could have been defeated in such a miraculous way. But he didn't say Hashem's name, even though he intended Hashem's credit. And so as a result, Yudches Vayitzma Ma'od, he became overpoweringly thirsty. A thirst so great that it completely paralyzed him. Vayikra El Hashem Bayomar, and he cried out to Hashem, and he said, Atona Sata Biyad Abdecha Esateshua Hagadola Hazos, you gave into the hand of your servant this great salvation, the ata omus batsama, and yet now I am going to die of thirst. So it was a thirst that wasn't of natural origin. It was a thirst that was so overwhelming that it took over his entire being. It took over all of his strength. The Bereshis Rabba says he wouldn't have even been able to pick up even a small jug of water. You know, to get a little Poland Spring water bottle, he didn't even have that much strength at that time. So how is it possible that you gave this great salvation, V'ata omus batzoma, and now I'm going to die of thirst, V'nofalti biyad ha'arelim, and I will fall into the hands of the uncircumcised. His intent being, according to one pshat in this, from the Be'er Moshe, that, and also from the Agada in Bereshis, that even if the only difference between him and the Plishtim was the fact that he had a bris milah, he wasn't an Arel, he should be saved now because of that. Even though, and this is the connection made by one of the Achronim, he had been with an impure woman, with a Plishti woman, or at least taken her in marriage, we're not 100% sure whether they had consummated it, But even so, the bris of the Jewish people with Hashem was still on his physical body. So even though Klal Yisrael may have been in bad shape, but the bris milah they had kept, and so he's worried that it'll be a tremendous chilul Hashem if he falls into the hands of the Plishtim, and so Hashem will save him the same way that Hashem saved him before through the donkey. Vayivka Elokin es hamachteish asher balechi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu then split the hollow place that was in the jawbone. A jawbone has hinges and hollows, and he split that open. Vayetsu mimenu mayim, and water came out of there. Vayesht, and he drank. Batoshav Rucho, and his spirit returned, and as a result, Vayechi, he lived. Al Kein Karoshema Ein HaKore Asher Balechi. Therefore, it is called this place Ein HaKore At Lechi. So this particular spot has a second nickname, Ad Hayom Hazeh, until today. So he got to drink water because of this tremendous nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, that he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and of course gave him full credit for that. The water that came out of the animal, I don't remember where I saw this, but the water that came out of the animal comes out of a treif animal, of a tame animal, and yet it's going to sustain Shimshon. And I don't recall if there was a connection somehow, I wish I could remember where I saw the pshat, with the Plishti woman, and yet the salvation for Klal Yisrael that comes through Shimshon making his personal decisions that way as well. So it's a very interesting juxtaposition of Tumah and Tahara. Shimshon is a Nazir. Shimshon is Metayer in ways that ordinary people are not. And yet it's through very unlikely means that Shimshon is saved on a regular basis. And then a final statement about Shimshon, yet this is before he has finished his adventures. Vayishpot es Yisrael b'mei Filishtim es Shem Shana, Pasuk Chav. And Shimshon judged Klal Yisrael during the days of the Plishtim, which means that the Plishti oppression did not end for 20 years, which many Shoftim we have seen did not last that long. The Jews of his generation really did not deserve a Shofate like Shimshon, who protected them from the Plishti oppressors. But nevertheless, he was a tremendous Shofate, and it was because of the Plishtim that Hashem chose him to be the Shofate. It wasn't really the Jews' worthiness. It was Shimshon being that one person of exceptional strength, the Mamloy says, that the Plishtim would fear. And we know that Yaakov Avinu in his bracha said, Don Yodin Amok, Achat Shiftei Yisrael, there would be a judge from Shevet Don, so righteous that he would be like all the other judges, a righteous, a holy man. But we know that that particular bracha about the snake, about the judging, all had different references to Shimshon's life. And Ke'achat Shiftei Yisrael shows us that his people were all the tribes of Yisrael, not just his own Shevet of Dan, as we go on.